From the GPB Newsroom, I'm Sophia Salaby in for Ricky Bevington. Public Service Commission member Tim Eccles was the only state-level official to make it to either of two public forums in Monroe County this week on coal ash storage and two Georgia bills that would regulate it. GPB's Grant Blankenship reports.
Eccles told a crowd of about 200 in a Forsyth church that the PSC can't help them. They need the Environmental Protection Division. To get the EPD's attention, Eccles said people should take a note from the controversy over toxic emissions from the Sterigenics facility near Smyrna.
But as citizens get ramped up about this and bring things to the attention, the EPD has made some surprising moves.
The Sterigenics facility is still closed. Meanwhile, Eccles estimated Georgia Power ratepayers would be on the hook for billions of dollars to Georgia Power line ash ponds where coal ash touches groundwater at Plant Shearer, at Plant McDonough near Smyrna, and at three other locations. For GPB News, I'm Grant Blankenship in Macon.
A military base in metro Atlanta could become a quarantine site for travelers suspected of having coronavirus. According to the Department of Defense, Dobbins Air Reserve Base in Marietta is one of several military installations that could be used if other facilities fill up. The base is about 30 minutes away from Hartsfield-Jackson Atlanta International, the world's busiest airport, which has been screening passengers for the virus. Georgia's U.S. senators are pushing to make Fort Benning the new home of the Army Corps of Engineers 4th headquarters. The Army recently announced the Fort in Columbus as one of three finalists to host the Corps. Senators David Perdue and Kelly Loeffler wrote in a letter to the Secretary of the Army that Fort Benning would be ready to open the headquarters in October if chosen. The Army Corps of Engineers oversees dams, canals, and flood protection, as well as public works. I'm Sophia Salaby for GPB News.